beautiful nap. Why not consider Uber? We can give your meter a wake-up call. Join over 500 black cab drivers already on Uber. Black cabs on Uber are priced by your meter, and the service fee will be no more than 5% for the whole year. Plus, you'll receive £400 when you sign up and take 5 trips. Turn downtime into prime time. Go to uber.com/blackcabs to start earning today. 5% service fee ends end of 2025. Terms and conditions apply.
Radio X. News update. Next.
What if your bank did more than just bank? With HSBC Premier, it's like carrying your own entourage in your wallet. Premier Wealth Management? Check. Premier Health Perks? All clear. Premier Travel Benefits? You're covered. And Premier International Banking? See, we, yo, ya. In fact, everything's Premier when your bank account is. Search HSBC Premier. HSBC UK. Opening up a world of opportunity. Apply with £100,000 annual income or £100,000 savings or investments with HSBC UK or Premier status abroad.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
Morning, everyone. Thanks for listening to the Chris Moyle Show on Tuesday, February the 18th. Good Lord. It's like, well, halfway through February already.
February.
Say it's my birth month. I can't actually say February.
February.
Like, you can't say that. Actually, pasta dish.
Yeah, I can.
Yeah.
Calendarly.
That's it. You're absolutely right.
Rest my case.
Dominic Burns got your new spot on weather. It's a minute past seven.
From Global's newsroom, talks are just getting underway between the US and Russia in Saudi Arabia over the conflict in Ukraine. Neither the UK, EU, nor Ukraine are involved in that meeting. Ukraine's leader says he won't accept any agreement without his country's involvement. Speaking after separate talks in Paris, the German Chancellor Olaf Scholz says the US-Russia discussions are premature.
I'm a little irritated by these debates, I have to say. People are talking about possible variants of outcomes over the heads of Ukraine, about the outcome of peace talks that have not taken place and with which Ukraine has not said yes and hasn't sat at the table.
In other news this morning, at least 18 people have been injured in a plane crash that's left an aircraft upside down in Canada. All 80 people on board were evacuated from the jet, which is on its back currently at Toronto Pearson International Airport. The region has been hit by snowstorms in recent days. Air fryers have caused tens of thousands of pounds worth of damage from fire and smoke in people's homes. Aviva says it's seen huge home insurance claims relating to the devices over the past 4 years. And 14 frontline medical staff who delivered life-saving care in Gaza will receive the new humanitarian medal at Buckingham Palace later. Many who've been working with UK Med are from NHS trusts.
The plane that landed upside down?
Yes.
I thought that was a joke. I saw a video on TikTok this morning of a guy getting off the plane.
Right.
Right, being helped out the plane, filming it with his phone. And someone going, get off your phone, get out.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. In an accent, obviously. He's like, I was on that plane. Oh my God. Right. And I'm like, yeah, whatever.
Oh no, it's incredible. So 18 are injured, 2 are critically injured. And you couldn't see the runway. I mean, it was just a blanket of snow when it was coming in.
So what's the story? So the plane's coming into land.
Yeah.
And it's just really snowing.
Yeah, and it's flipped.
How? How did it flip?
I don't know. It's flipped. So it's currently on its roof, if that makes sense. Yeah, it's flipped upside down, basically.
And then landed?
Landed.
Upside down?
Yeah.
So everyone has to then unbuckle and fall out there?
Yeah.
It's like a bad movie.
80 people had to be evacuated very quickly, yeah.
No doubt. I almost said a very rude word there.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Okay.
Yeah.
Not flying.
Very dramatic pictures.
Not flying with them. Cheap holiday expert, don't go there.
Sport.
Leeds United are back on top of the Championship after a 2-1 victory over promotion rivals Sunderland. They scored in the 95th minute to secure victory. They are now 2 points clear. Millwall and Preston play tonight. And Novak Djokovic...
Whoa, no, where's the bloody audio? If that was Liverpool now, you'd have your manager on, half the team would be on, you'd have the audio.
Now, I have asked for audio, and they're looking for it. they're looking for some audio. So we will, at 8 o'clock, I imagine, we might hear from Daniel Farke or one of the players.
In the middle, heads up from Byron.
Here's some audio.
Cleared out as far as Ramazzani. Puts it towards the far post. It comes all the way kindly to Rothwell to come into the penalty area to curl his shot in. Oh, he's done it! Oh, he's done it! Oh, yes!
That'll do. That's fine. It's nice to have a bit of echo in the end as well.
Thank you.
Novak Djokovic has criticised the punishment for Jannik Sinner after his two positive drug tests last year. The world tennis number one will serve a 3-month ban, meaning he won't miss a Grand Slam tournament. Djokovic says the outcome hasn't gone down very well in the locker room.
It's not a good image for our sport, that's for sure. The majority of the players doesn't feel that it's fair. It appears that you can affect the outcome if you're a top player, if you have access to the top lawyers.
He's not happy at all.
Weather.
With eBay. Get your vehicle winter ready with their range of car parts and accessories.
Very cold again to start with, but should be dry and sunny mainly for England and Wales today, and the rain will clear away in Scotland and Northern Ireland as well. Temperatures up to 10 degrees today. From Global Newsroom for Radio X, I'm Dominic Byrne.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
Sorry, I'm a bit tired this morning.
Yeah, I am too.
And I've got a late one tonight as well.
Oh, have you?
I'm going to the F175.
Oh,
the
of course.
Yeah.
Oh, great. You'll see all the competition winners there as well.
Lando, it's me, Chris. Lando. Oscar, it's me, Chris. Oscar. Lewis. George, gorgeous George. I never said you look like a handsome woman.
All right, Max Verstappen.
Hello, Chris.
Do you know, you'd be over the moon if he came up and had a chat, though, wouldn't
you? What, Max Verstappen? Yeah.
It'd be great. Well, you'll have fun tonight.
Hi, Chris. It's me, Christine Horner. Hi, Christine.
Yeah.
Oh, you'll do. Doing a selfie.
Yeah. You'd be delighted to be made as well.
Oh, very excited. It's on the F1 socials as well, and it's on Sky Sports F1 from 8 o'clock if you fancy watching along.
The Chris Miles Show.
Middle, heads up from Byron, cleared out as far as Ramazzani, puts it towards the far post, it comes all the way kindly to Rothwell to come into the penalty area to curl his shot in. Oh, he's done it!
Sorry, very excited. Oh my God, amazing football last night. Dan says you need to get Jerry from Big Jet TV on to explain how that plane flipped upside down.
Yeah.
I'm not getting my head around that one, says Dan. Yeah, they said it looked like a wind. Well, obviously, a sudden gust of wind.
So it kind of bounced and then flipped.
That's unbelievable. Like, that's very, 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 very rare. Planes are designed.
Yeah.
Planes need wind, right?
Yes.
That's the whole point of the wings and the way that they're designed. I'm no expert, by the way, so don't mock me if you actually do know how planes are designed and whatnot. But, you know, I'm pretty much halfway there.
Yeah.
It caused a very hard landing, which caused it to bounce and flip.
Mm.
Not the first time it's happened. Well, I'm sure it's not the first time anything's ever happened when it comes to planes. But, well, hold on. So did it land normally and back? No, I don't understand that. Do you want to get Dave Fishwick on, James?
Yes.
No, if you're an helicopter, it wouldn't do what planes do, you see, because helicopters don't have wings.
What are you shouting for, Dave?
Well, the helicopter's so loud.
It's not on.
Hey.
Yeah, let's get
on. Yeah, you're right, it's not on.
Did we ever find out if that was him in London the other day?
I didn't find out.
Oh, yeah.
So we have nobody who listens to the show who knows him. Because I said, if you know him, text him.
Yeah.
Anyway. True. Hey, James, I found you something really cool.
Yes. What's that?
Carlisle United mascot packages.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, yeah.
No, I don't.
No, we're talking.
The package, which is aimed at children between the ages of 5 and James Robinson, allows young supporters and youngish to walk out of the tunnel and onto the Brunton Park pitch alongside their idols on match day.
Yes, yes, yes.
Including in the package, 2 complimentary match tickets.
Ooh.
Pre-match complimentary food and refreshments for the mascot.
Oh.
Adult food can be added at an extra cost.
Yeah, of course it can. and booze.
Pre-match ground tour.
Yeah.
So meet at the club at 5-3. Meet the manager and the first team squad.
Oh, wow.
Walk out onto the pitch with a player, photo included.
Free photo.
And you get a mascot goodie bag.
Oh, this is perfect.
If you're a non-sick, are you a season ticket holder?
I'm not, no.
Right, then it's £85 for that experience.
Wow.
If I was a season ticket holder. Really
good. Come on, 7-year-olds, cough up.
That's good value, I think. Meet the manager and the players, walk onto the pitch.
How much pocket money do you get, lad? £2 a week. Well, it's £85. Mm. So, are you going to pay me? Dad?
How are you going to pay me? Slowly.
Sadly, that goalkeeper isn't there anymore.
No.
Oh, the 6 foot nine lad.
There'll be other tallies.
Yeah.
That'll be
like tall. Everybody else in the squad.
Yeah.
The taller than James.
Would you go for that if we could organise that?
I can't take the space of another child.
Another child.
Yeah, you can.
A child.
They'd make an exception for you, I think.
No.
In that TikTok video, I watched James sitting there in first class on the train going, this is very me.
Yeah.
This is very me.
It's very me.
First class James. He had a right face on him up until that, though.
Yeah. First class.
It's just better. We've got a lovely video of you, James.
Got another one?
Oh, no.
Oh, brilliant.
It's from it's from your new podcast, Passports Please.
Yes.
And
is that still going?
Let's wrap it up. How's it doing?
All right. Episode 4. Episode 5 out tomorrow.
Stop. What have I told you?
What's that?
People who do podcasts, when they get asked how it's doing, you don't have to say any numbers. You just say, oh, it's doing so well. It's doing really well. We're really happy with it. Imagine you're on Sunday brunch and Tim Lovejoy goes,
yeah.
You do a podcast with, looks at notes, Chelsea, called to Passports, Please. How's that going?
Yeah, it's going really well.
No, better than that.
Better than that. It's going so, we are number one in every channel.
No, you never put any numbers on it. You're just generically doing amazing. Mm.
It's doing so amazing.
Oh, really?
It's been a huge success.
You got good feedback.
The best feedback.
Great. That's it. Donald Trump, answer.
The best podcast.
So what's this you've got here, Pippa?
Well, it's not a long video, and the thing is, you can't appreciate this if you're just listening, so you do have to look for it. It's an 18-second video, and it's worth it for Chris, you'll just have to describe James's face in it while Chelsea's explaining something.
Right.
What's she explaining?
It's Valentine's Day related.
You'll see, it's something.
Is it where the one episode?
You're in it, James. You're in this clip.
I know, but I don't know which one it is because I was in a mood in one because I had to book Chelsea's holiday.
Well, shall I play?
For her birthday.
Right.
Is it that one?
We've got this video, then just a couple of clips afterwards. So here's Chelsea.
I guess it's if your phone goes missing, if you lose any battery, you've got a hard paper copy that's going to sort you out. I will get it up on my phone and then I will save it to my downloads folder because that way they are offline. And I think that's the really important thing, isn't it? It's making sure whatever, like documents and things like that, are accessible even when you do not have internet.
Yes.
You
look like the bad Terminator from Terminator 2 when he's a cop.
Are you in a mood? What's happened,
my
James?
What's wrong with you?
Zoom in. That's not.
That's your girlfriend that's talking to you. I mean, you know, fair enough. You're zoning out a bit. What are you thinking in your head?
I'm thinking I never print anything. Are we talking about printers?
Oh, don't get me started.
Even when you do not.
Do you know how this clip starts? Do you know how it starts? Who's got a printer these days?
Yeah.
What?
Right? And then James goes, weirdos who have shredders. Those weird people.
Have you got a printer?
Yes.
Oh, weirdo.
I've got a printer. I had a nightmare getting our new printer.
Get rid of it. Printers are stupid.
Are you joking? Tiff goes to a rainforest a week printing.
Don't need a printer. Losers.
You
don't
lose
need it. One.
She does. She prints everything.
No, you don't.
Everything.
You don't.
Hewlett Packard are on the phone to you, James, and I think.
What? I do look pretty miserable.
You look very miserable.
I don't know how it's possible to not move a single facial feature.
His face, look at him.
Can
you just play that clip of him being, the other one.
Please.
Yeah.
So that's
how. God, why doesn't she just shut up banging on about holidays? Oh,
If I'd have just got with Anthea Turner, I could have been asking her about Tracy Island.
Oh, yeah.
Peter.
Don't even like holidays.
Holiday this, holiday that. That's all she bangs on about. I am not letting her away from that radiator ever again.
You know, if it wasn't for a few...
I might have chicken nuggets for tea tonight. What is it? Tuesday? Yeah, I'm going to have nuggets.
That's actually phenomenal. That?
Oh,
no.
There
is no expression on your face.
When Chelsea's given advice, I can't give the advice because I'm not the expert.
She's doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're not.
But then you,
here
it's
she
like,
goes
yeah.
again, banging on about holidays. Did I leave the gas on? We're electric. There is no gas. Oh, something in it. Oh, my life.
You know, like this morning, you got Ben Shepherd and Kat Deely.
Yeah.
Imagine when Ben's talking, Kat's just doing your face and stuff.
Steffi.
Yeah.
You've got to do the fake one show smile.
You
That's
need to
what
nod and look and stuff. Like that. I go, oh, yeah.
As
yeah.
if you didn't blink, it looks like it's frozen on you.
I think, are you sure that's not frozen?
No.
It's moving.
Oh, yeah,
look,
I'm moving.
You're moving. You've got to do the fake one show smile. So when you're talking, you're smiling, and then as soon as you stop and Chelsea talks, you smile.
Absolutely.
And you nod.
Yeah,
yeah,
and then
not me.
At the moment you think, I probably look demented,
mm.
that's when you've got it right.
Yeah.
But that's not me. That's me. That's when yeah. Chelsea's speaking.
That's what Chelsea sees when yeah. she's coming out with this amazing fact.
I wonder what happened to the so solid crew. I wonder if they're all still friends with each other.
Yeah.
Who's that band that did put a massive donk on it? I wonder if they're friends with So Solid Crew. God, is she still talking? Passports, Please is the brand new podcast featuring an enthusiastic Chelsea and her boyfriend James Robinson.
Download it.
Now.
Coming up, more super cool and super fresh radio broadcasting from Radio X's Best Breakfast Show.
That's us. Hello.
We've got stacks and stacks of letters, all ready for Dominic Byrne's letters feature at around 7:30 this morning. Plus, the Wombats have a new song, Can't Say No, and we can't say no to playing it as our Radio X Record of the Week. Yeah, that's right, folks. That's how we like to party on the Chris Moyle Show.
Yeah.
Chris Moyle Show.
But first,
Radio X.
Some music. It's Tuesday morning. It's Radio X. We're playing the vaccines.
The day. That's what all the friends I do not like as much as you say. I don't want to do things independently, but I can't make you stay. That's what all the friends I do not like as much as you say. But if you want to come back, I don't wanna see
the sounds of the Vaccines. And if you wanna, did I tell you I finally got a date for my tooth removal?
Oh no, have you? Because yeah. you've had 19 meetings, haven't you? It's March. Like the UN. March.
Wow.
Oh, why so long?
Unbelievable.
Oh,
so many appointments.
Yeah, so many.
You know, I said I want to get my teeth done.
Mm.
I'm not getting my teeth done. I'm just going to get the problems with my teeth fixed.
Sorted out.
So don't confuse that with I'm getting my teeth fixed.
Yeah.
I'm getting the problems with my teeth fixed.
Yeah.
And it's going to be 6, 7, maybe 8 appointments.
Whoa.
Possible 2 to 3 root canals.
Oof.
What?
I know.
But they're knocking you out for it, aren't they?
Knocking me out?
Yeah.
I don't need any injection, no gas, nothing. I look at the bill and I am out. I pass out.
8 appointments.
Do we need to make a note of when you're going to be back, as in...
Oh, you'll know.
Yeah.
Hey, look, everyone, I'm flying. Were you at the dentist yesterday, Chris?
Yeah, how do you know that?
Was I?
Oh, my God, you're riding a unicorn over a rainbow.
I am a dentist.
Open wide.
So, yeah, I've got to go. March. That's the only time I can get in.
Man, that's crazy.
Going to have this tooth removed here, and I can't wait.
Mm.
And then he's going to clean up my gums. There's a problem with my gums or something.
Right.
I don't know. I think he wants to go to Disneyland with the kids. So he's,
right.
He's found more work.
Put down gum trouble.
Yeah.
Gum trouble.
And then when that's healed and sorted itself out, and then he goes and does the top couple of teeth. That's
right.
That's going to be maybe a 3.5, maybe 4 hour trip to the dentist. In the chair, that is.
Blimey.
1, possibly 2 root canals. Yay! Lucky me! But I still stand by that flossing is a big waste of time.
Sure.
So, yeah, you'll know. That's a good excuse for me to just take loads of time off, isn't it?
I could actually make it in Devon, but I don't think you can understand the words I'm saying.
I'd listen to that.
Yeah.
Oh, balls.
The Chris Miles Show.
It's 7:22.
The Chris Moyles Show.
With the Škoda Elroq. Press go on the all-electric SUV.
Radio X.
Nothing beats a Jet 2 holiday. And right now, save £400 as a family of four with My Jet 2. Imagine a family getaway to Rhodes, Dalaman or Fuerteventura. Staying for as long as you like with flexible durations. All while enjoying award-winning VIP service. Book now from London Stansted with just a £60 deposit per person. Jet 2 holidays. Package holidays you can trust. Aptronatural protected. Subject to availability and conditions.
I've got the new Samsung Galaxy S25 and so many brownie points. You see, Now Brief with Galaxy AI learns my schedule to keep me ahead of my day. Weather, activity stats and diary updates like Janie's birthday.
Oh, you remembered.
Thanks, Now Brief. Buy the new Samsung Galaxy S25 on O2 by 19th of March and save up to £480. Selected languages only. Account login and network connection required. Offer available on 30GB plus tariffs. £10 per month discount over 48 months. Terms apply.
Oh, well, that's just delicious. Every Tuesday, we stay in and just eat Gianni's Italian because you've got to support local.
Because Tuesday's your turn to wash up.
I wasn't aware we had a rota, Stephen.
You wrote it, Bruno.
For date night and everything else.
Did somebody say Just Eat?
Charges apply. Check available restaurants in your area and opening times on justeat.co.uk for details.
This Tuesday, Amazon brings you the unmissable UEFA Champions League match. It's Bayern versus Celtic.
Magnificent. A wonderful goal.
This Tuesday, Bayern versus Celtic. It's on Prime.
Get ready for 1.21 gigawatts of entertainment with Back to the Future, the musical. Winner of every major Best Musical Award and from the creators of the original movie phenomenon. When this baby hits 88 miles per hour, you're going to see some serious hit. Back to the Future, the musical at London's Adelphi Theatre. Book your tickets yesterday.
Barney Super 7, your mission, saving Britain on their household bills. What have we got?
Already on it, boss. People can switch to a new credit card with us. We've got some great deals.
Not bad. Anything else?
Car insurance. Money Supermarket can also save people up to £460 on car insurance. That's worth shouting about.
Well, I couldn't have said it better myself.
See how much you could save today with Money Supermarket. 51% of consumers could save up to £460. Consumer Intelligence, September 2024, 18 plus UK only.
Clock off with Johnny Vaughan.
This afternoon from 4.
Morning, Mersey!
Laugh of the nations.
Sure.
But what does it all mean?
What does it all mean?
Plus, TJ's terrific Tuesday top 10. Today, play your bearded male celebs right. And... last week, it was Philadelphia Eagles. We spin the riddles of the old Mexican bandit and find out this week's Mexican handbag. The 4 till 7 thing. From 4 till 7. It's a thing!
Get the latest travel info
at radiox.co.uk.
Hi, welcome to Boots. How can we help?
Is it normal that it stings when I
have been coughing for a
solid 8 hours sleep? And why can't I maintain my
ear infection and
my splitting headache? Is my blood pressure
swollen or is it just bruised?
Keep an eye on your health. Whatever your question, we've got you covered. Just walk in, get treated, walk out. That feels better. Boots, with you for life.
Radio X.
The Chris Miles Show.
Nice to see you. To see you
nice.
Again.
Oh, bother, never bother. Welcome to the Chris Miles Show.
Radio X.
Yeah. We've got a guy painting our kitchen at the moment.
Oh?
Yeah.
How's it going?
I had the conversation.
Oh, what? As in?
Yeah.
Oh, it's listening to you on the other place.
Used to.
I'm not dead.
Mm.
I'm still alive. Found out afterwards that Tiff had already had this conversation with him in the morning.
Right.
And then he said to me, he goes, the music's a bit too grungy for me.
Grungy?
Radio X. I'm like, grungy? What are you on about? To be fair, he was rocking a little bit of soul music while he's painting the kitchen.
Okay.
And he was rocking some soul.
Right.
He's giving it just the two of us. We're gonna make it if we try. Just the two of
us.
That's
it, as long as he's singing out
you
loud.
Choking on his own paint fumes, but you know, let's be honest. And I went, give it a go. A bit too grungy.
Grungy. Come on now.
You know, I don't really like the music.
What time is it? I played one song.
Yeah, exactly. That's not.
It's quite the variety, isn't it?
I think
really?
So.
Yeah. I stick on some Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes on for him or something like that.
That's it. That's his
don't
safe place.
Don't Believe Me This Way. Did they do the original? Don't Believe Me This
Way?
Know.
I think they did. Or did they do
If You Don't Know Me By Now?
If You Don't Know Me! Hello, I'm Mick Hucknall. The ladies love me.
Hello, Mick Hucknall.
Hello, how are you?
Wow, very good.
I haven't got long because I've got to be with another lady.
Oh, I don't think we've spoken to Mick Hucknall before.
So
on the
many
show.
Ladies, only one Mick.
Not enough Mick to go round.
Oh, yes, there is.
Oi!
You know, don't you, Pippa?
No.
You remember Huddersfield?
No.
Those backstage passes came in handy. If you don't know me, my name is Mick Hucknall. Anyway, I've no idea what I'm talking about.
I like Mick Hucknall.
Anyway, money to the painter is probably not actually listening. Right, Doves, Black and White Town, Radio X. makes. Doves, Black and White Town. 7:32. Do you have letters?
I do have letters.
Great. Let's have a listen to what boring letters Dom's got today. Oh. Yawn.
We get letters.
All out dull.
Well, they're not dull.
I bet they are.
They're not.
Hi, Chris. I started this business in lockdown where I crochet my own beer mats. I've crocheted the Radio X logo onto these. I hope you love it.
Now,
it's taken me a year and a half to make this.
I thought the one we got yesterday when they typewritten all our names
on it. Well, then take it home and put it on your wall.
It's in our green
room. It's in the green room. Now, do you remember when we get Willow? Do you remember when we...
Willow.
Got sent
Who's
the robotic vacuum cleaner.
Oh, do I ever?
From
James
Karcher.
Almost had an orgasm.
Yeah. Karcher sent that.
Yeah.
They've been back on again.
I love Karcher.
Hi, Chris. See, it's not boring now, is it? We're in. Boom. Hi, Chris and the team. A week ago, we sent you a Karcher robotic vacuum called Linda.
That's right.
So glad Linda's come into your lives to help clean the studio and clean up all the jam that James keeps dropping on the floor with his sandwiches.
They're good.
These are good PR people.
I did like them.
I thought a window vac would come in handy to clean the studio window from pesky people peering in or from condensation from the issue with the aircon/heating. Enjoy your new product. Love the show. From Heather at Karcher.
There you are.
Thanks, Heather.
Thanks, Heather.
Now, James, I'm going to pass that to you because you're technically...
I could do with a jet wash if you're listening. Thanks. What's the name, Emma?
Heather.
Heather. Thank you, Heather.
We've got a Karcher jet wash. They're awesome.
Yeah.
Have you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh! There you go. It's ready to go, James.
James has fired it up. I've never thought to vacuum your window.
Why not?
Well, I don't know.
Oh! It sounds like bottles.
Sorry,
doesn't it?
It doesn't.
Has it got booze in it?
It's got alcohol in it. It's quite...
Clean your windows and have a drink of gin.
Have a go.
He's going in.
Uh-huh. Clean.
Yeah? Is it working?
Yeah, I need to put water in there.
Oh, I see.
Didn't it?
I did wonder how it works.
Yeah.
That's very clever. Thanks, Karcher.
Couldn't it?
What was it you were after from Karcher?
I'll have a jet wash.
Yeah?
Jet wash.
Yeah. Calm yourself.
Do you want one of the big ones or one of the sort of the little mini jet washers?
I don't know.
They make such a great noise, you feel like a real man. It's brilliant.
What noise do they make? Oh, okay.
Yeah, really
crazy horses.
Oh,
it's another
now,
one pressure washer back, Brad.
Yeah, of course.
It's, honestly, it's the goat. It really is the goat.
I never got that. I was like, what's so special about goats?
Did you?
Yeah, for ages. Just goats.
Here's something that's nice.
Yeah.
Dear Dom and the team.
Yeah.
Blue Glass is a wine bar and shop based in Bedford.
Right.
We sell wine by the glass or the bottle.
Oh, wow, that's novel. Not by the bucket or the thimble. Oh,
we sell wine.
Glass and bottle, you say?
We God, sell
that's
wine.
A bloody great idea. Why did no one else think of that?
USP.
I was out on Friday night with Tiff, Valentine's Day night. We ordered a lovely box of wine.
Oh,
it was dribbling out all over the
place.
Well, Tiff got a box of wine. I got a hanky's worth.
Right. We sell wine by the flower pot or the glass or the bottle and serve cheese, brackets.
Don't tell me! How do they serve it now? Let me think. On a plate, maybe with crackers, on the back of a dead elephant.
That's it. You're absolutely right. We have just launched our online shop and listening to a request on Friday for wine. Were you talking about wine? Possibly. I thought this was a good time to promote our business. We have over 100 different wines in our shop. Can I just shock you? I like wine.
Yeah, you do.
And currently, the website only reflects a very small variety of these, but we're adding more to the list. We do.
So I'm just doing the windows.
Okay. It's by a nice sound, isn't it?
By the way, you don't put water in it.
Oh, no, you don't.
You don't put water in it?
No.
What's that for?
Oh.
Condensation.
Oh,
clever.
Sorry.
Oh, it's the opposite. Sorry, yeah.
Go on.
We do local free delivery and we can deliver nationally.
Is that free?
They deliver locally and nationally.
Right.
Please find and close...
What, so they deliver to where you are? These people, they're on another level.
That's good, isn't it?
They're like the Steve Jobs of wine.
We have sent you some rosé Prosecco.
Oh.
some normal Prosecco, some sparkling English wine.
I'll stop taking the Mickey now.
Absolutely. And a bottle of Sancerre, which is my favourite white wine.
In a bottle? This is genius!
Yes! Do you want to know how to find them if you wanted to order
some
stuff?
Well, they're in Bedford.
They are in Bedford. They're called Blue Glass.
Oh, your favourite dump.
Glass, James.
Your favourite kind of glass. You love
They've
a bit
got
of
a website. It's called theblueglass.co.uk. Or, if you want to find them on Instagram, sure, Blue Glass Bedford. If you do find yourselves in Bedford, feel free to drop in and say hi and have a glass or two of wine. Meanwhile, enjoy the wine. Please drink responsibly. Quite right. Absolutely right.
Is it on St. Peter's Street?
Yes, it is.
Right.
Yes, yeah, on St. Peter's Street.
Yeah, I thought so.
Oh, they've made the U of blue into a wine glass.
So the proprietor...
The what?
Proprietor.
How much have you had?
Is called Robert, who's got the best surname ever.
Oh!
Buckmaster.
Hey!
Robert Buckmaster.
Right.
A strong
old,
name.
Old Bucko there.
That's it.
Thanks, Robert.
Buckmaster. Call him Robert. So this is from Rob, Deb and the Blue Glass team. Thanks very much.
Oh, they sell cigars.
Do you know what? I love a bottle of Sancerre. Oh, it's really nice. Oh, so we'll divvy those up later.
Oh. So what we got?
So, we got the other two.
Okay. Oh! Did you just drop the box of wine? What is wrong with you?
I just nudged it with my arm.
As soon as you took that out, I'm like, that box is going to... And it did.
Is there a spillage?
Oh. No, there's no spillage in the village.
Oh, sorry.
It's a bottle of Sancerre.
Nice bottle of Sancerre.
Right.
Lovely.
Lovely.
And what's that one? That's the... Now, is that just a normal Prosecco, I think? And then there's Rosé Prosecco as well.
Let's have a look at the Rosé Prosecco.
We haven't got it here, I don't think. Oh, it's over there. It's very nice stuff, you know. It's not cheap stuff.
Did you say there's some British...
Yeah, there's sparkling English wines in there as well.
That's the normal Prosecco.
That's the normal Prosecco. Amata Prosecco.
And there's the Rosé.
There's your Rosé there. There you go.
Let's have a look.
That's yours, I think.
I'm a bit of an expert, Dom.
Yeah? Does that look like a good one?
I don't know. I'll have to drink it first.
Yeah.
And then I'll tell you if it's good or not.
I nearly smashed a bottle of Sancerre. I didn't want to do that.
Don't do that.
No, don't do that. Thank you, Blue Glass. That's very, very kind of you. And thank you, Robert Buckmaster.
What's their Instagram?
So their Instagram is Blue Glass Bedford. If you want to have a look on there.
Blue Glass Bedford.
Glass Bedford.
No. Blue glass. Glass.
Glass.
Glass.
Glass.
Glass.
Glass. Bedford. Glass. They've got 1,879. Oh.
And don't forget, they sell wine by the glass or the bottle.
Oh, no. 30th of January, they were closed for a private event.
Oh, were they?
Yeah, but they're all right today.
Oh, they're open again now?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
They've got plenty of rosés to treat your loved one.
Lovely.
So there you are.
That's nice.
Check them out. Walk in or book.
So thank you very much for that. If you would like to send stuff through the post, and by the way, it doesn't have to be alcoholic.
But it can be.
It can be, but it can be anything.
It absolutely can be. Shall I give you a list of my favourite Proseccos?
That's a good idea.
Yeah, do it.
And then, you know, maybe if you sell them, you can send it in.
Mm, go on then.
What?
Which ones do you like?
Well, there was a nice one. What was the one? Oh, I like them all. Yeah.
Any Rosé Prosecco, please. But you can send anything, and it doesn't have to be alcohol. It could be anything from the office or anything, you know, to do with Liverpool. Or email dom@radiox.co.uk, or you can send it through the post, like those people have from Blue Glass.
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 Mm-hmm. I'm just trying to find my favourite Proseccos. Yeah, just all the rosés.
Yeah.
Thanks very much.
Nice. Here's the address to send them to.
234.
Dominic Byrne. Oh. Dominic Byrne. The Chris Royal Show. Radio X. 30 Leicester Square. In London. WC2H.
Yeah, yeah.
7LA. Woo!
Thank you very much. We'll be right back.
There you go.
Crack it open.
The Chris Miles Show. The Chris Moyle Show.
With the Skoda Kamiq. Jump into the Agile City SUV.
Radio X.
You're planning a new bathroom, driveway, whole house rewiring, delete is appropriate, and you want it to be bang on, perfection, all that in a bag of chips, also delete is appropriate. You need the Trusted Trader professionals. Head to TrustedTrader.com and find reputable, reviewed tradespeople in your area who've all passed the Trusted Trader 15-point assessment. The cat's pajamas. When it matters, Trusted Trader. TrustedTrader.com.
You get more when you go by train with Thames Link Railway. Like more of the fast track and less, oh, the slow lane. More space to stretch and less squeezing into a hard-to-find parking space. And more fuel in your tank, because there's less to drive you round the bend.
Oh, come on.
Get more when you go by train with Thames Link Railway, with a third off group travel at thameslinkrailway.com. Terms apply.
It's the most wonderful time of...
Are you a smart booker or a silly booker? Smart bookers get access to a 3-airport lounge by booking a 5-star holiday with On the Beach. Silly bookers, well, enjoy those queues at the bar. Stop booking around and visit onthebeach.co.uk.
Conditions apply. 7-night minimum stay, outbound only from selected airports for up to 6 people, adult protected.
On the Beach.
Manic Street Preachers are back with their brand new album, Critical Thinking, including the singles Decline and Fall, Hiding in Plain Sight, and People Ruin Paintings. Manic Street Preachers, Critical Thinking, out now.
And off we go. When you're a small business owner like me, every day is an adventure. It can get pretty wild out there, but I'm used to fierce competition. So I feel in my natural habitat out here on safari.
With an American Express business card, spend securely and earn points on business transactions to put towards a dream holiday.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
The card is for business. The points are for pleasure. Search Amex business card. Terms and annual fees apply. 18 plus, subject to status.
This Tuesday, Amazon brings you the unmissable UEFA Champions League match. It's Bayern versus Celtic.
Magnificent. A wonderful goal.
This Tuesday, Bayern versus Celtic. It's on Prime.
You're curious, inquisitive. You've heard about People's Postcode Lottery and you want to join. Just sign up using your postcode and you'll be automatically entered into all draws. And with a share of £15.6 million to be won in our March draws, your postcode could be next. For the chance to win, sign up before midnight on the 28th of February. Is your door in the draw? People's Postcode Lottery manage lotteries on behalf of good causes. 18 plus, conditions apply. Play responsibly. Not available in Northern Ireland.
Radio X.
The Chris Miles Show.
If you like those adverts, wait till you get a load of this next song.
I was in a church yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
On a Monday?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's unusual.
My friend is the priest.
Right.
And he said, listen, could you do me a massive favour? Could you take confession?
Really?
I said, what do you mean? I said, I can't take confession. He goes, yeah, you can. You're in a dark booth. They can't even see you through the mesh.
Yeah.
You just sit there and you got to listen to people when they confess the sins. Be fine. So I've just got to get the car MOT'd and then I'll be back. I said, all right, fine. What's the worst that can happen? Well.
What happened?
Someone turned up and I recognised their voice, didn't I?
Really?
It was my mate Dave.
Dave?
Yeah. And I'm like, I'm through the little mesh thing, you know, bless me, Father, for I have sinned and all that. And I'm like, that's Dave's voice.
Really?
I recognise it a mile off.
Did you try and peek through?
No, because I knew it was him.
Yeah.
I knew straight away as soon as he said,
I've got another confession to make.
Sorry.
I'm your fool. Everyone's got their chains to break. The best.
So there you are. That was a bit of a moment for me in church.
I bet it was.
The other day, me and Dave there. Somebody said that I need to play this jingle.
This one?
Well, I don't think I do.
I don't understand. It was just a story involving...
That's right.
...the singer Dave Grohl coming to your church, I thought.
I still got my Formula One music. I do. Hey, hold on a second. Let me just press this button here. Go. There you go. I'll just let that be go.
In your way to...
Blah, 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 blah.
Live with Radio X.
There you go. I haven't got any tickets, sorry. It's F175 tonight, the O2 in London, the big Formula One event. The historic launch event is tonight. It is every team for this season's upcoming Formula One, or this upcoming season.
Yeah.
Every driver and every team principal, everybody is going to be there. And it's going to be hosted by everybody's favourite F1 fan, Jack Whitehall.
Yeah.
He's going to be hosting.
Yeah. He's a big F1 fan, apparently.
Is he? He better be. And I can also reveal who else is going to be there.
Oh.
I told you all the drivers and all the teams. Well, Dominic Byrne.
Come on.
I can give you the one and only Kane Brown.
Oh.
Huh?
Oh.
Mr. Brown.
Huh? Kane Brown, Pippa.
Kane Brown is there.
Kane Brown?
Yeah. You know who he is, right?
Yeah, I think we all know. We all do.
The US country sensation.
Kane Brown.
That's right, yeah.
Oh, yeehaw. Yeehaw.
How about the award-winning multi-platinum recording artist, MGK?
Oh, Machine Gun Kelly.
MGK.
He's there tonight.
Woo!
Yeah. Brian Tyler, who did this epic music, the composer.
Stunning.
Yeah, he's not doing this, but he's got some side project. He's doing that. And also the iconic British band, Take That.
Oh, really?
Hey.
Yeah.
Wow.
Fresh from the BAFTAs.
Yeah.
Today this could be.
I should see Gary.
I mean, I'll see him on the stage.
Or after.
From Rose Z. I don't think I'm doing afters.
Are you not? No, no, it's late, isn't it?
I think I've just got box standard tickets. It's on the telly tonight if you want to watch it. It's on Sky Sports F1. It's also available on their socials as well. So, yeah, it's happening tonight. It's going to be... If you're an F1 fan, you've got to watch it. The thing is, they've got to make this, like, for the world.
Yes, true.
You know?
Yeah.
So if they went, ladies and gentlemen, Chris Moyles, 99.9% of the population go, oh, Chris Moyles, who is he? Who's Chris Moyles?
Yes.
You know, Canadians.
International appeal, doesn't
what
it?
What is he about? Chris Moyles.
What is it all about?
What is it about?
What is this about?
You know?
Sorry.
Mike says, I've noticed they've announced Jack Whitehall after it's sold out.
Hey, now. Come on, Mike.
The thing is, for a Formula One fan, you could have anybody host it. You could have Gunter walk out to host that, right? And everybody would lose their minds with excitement. Daniel Ricky Iardo.
Yeah.
He walks out and be like, hey, it's Danny Rick! So, yeah, it's happening tonight at the O2 in London. And I, for one, am very excited and I cannot wait. But that was me there, just walking.
Yeah. Oh, you're going to be in your element.
And by the way, it better be good. It's a school night, and I'm never out on a school night. It's finished till 10 o'clock. I'll be in bed till, like, midnight. I'll wave at the camera if I'm anywhere. If they have any cameras on Rose Z, I'll give you a little wave.
I am up. I'll be the one to show you the way. You'll be the one to always convey. Bang, bang, bang. All out of facts and I just can't wait. Cancel the thing that I said I do. I don't feel comfortable talking to you. That shit got to zip up, fixed on my shoe. And I'll be in the lobby drinking for two.
Let me tell you. Are we on?
Oh, we're back on.
Oh, hi. Ah, the great sounds there of Kings of Leon. I don't know what's wrong with me today. I do need a break. That's what it is. I'm all fired up, though, Dom.
Yeah, man.
I'm fired up for the show.
Yeah, baby.
Rob DJ's coming on later with a pub quiz.
Oh, he'll be very happy this morning.
He'll be very happy after the Leeds result. Don't worry, though, Sunderland fans. I'm not going to ram it down your throats and bang on about it for the whole show. Mm. I'll make sure every 5 minutes there's a little gap, you know, a little breather for
you. Exactly.
Right, Dominic Burns, got your news next. It's almost 8 o'clock.
The Chris Moyles Show. The Chris Moyles Show.
With the Skoda Kodiaq. Jump into electric with the plug-in hybrid.
Radio X.
You get more when you go by train with Southern Railway. Like more of the fast track and less, oh, the slow lane. More space to stretch and less squeezing into a hard-to-find parking space. And more fuel in your tank, because there's less to drive you round the bend.
Oh, come on.
Get more when you go by train with Southern Railway, with kids' tickets for just £2 at southernrailway.com. Terms apply.
Hi, welcome to Boots. How can we help?
Is it normal that it stings when I
have been coughing for a
solid 8 hours sleep? And why can't I maintain my
ear infection and my
splitting headache? Is my blood pressure
swollen, or is it just bruised?
Keep an eye on your health. Whatever your question, we've got you covered. Just walk in, get treated, walk out. That feels better. Boots, with you for life.
This Tuesday, Amazon brings you the unmissable UEFA Champions League match. It's Bayern versus Celtic.
Magnificent. A wonderful goal.
This Tuesday, Bayern versus Celtic. It's on Prime.
Hello, business owner. So you want your employees to get their expenses, but not at the expense of your time. Get Monzo Business and you can get your employees their own expense card with personalized limits and keep an eye on live spending as it happens. Now that adds up. 500,000 businesses bank with us. When will you? Get Monzo Business. Only sole traders or limited company directors in the UK can apply. Expense cards available with Team, starting from £25 a month. T's and C's apply.
If you've ever bought furniture from Fishpools, we'd like to say thank you for being part of the reason we're celebrating our 125th birthday. That's 125 years of stunning on-trend furniture and home accessories and 125 years of exceptional customer service. To celebrate, we're giving everyone up to 50% off in our winter sale, in-store and online. Fishpools, furniture experts since 1899.
Formula One is coming to London with F175 live at the O2. A spectacular season launch, Tuesday, February the 18th. All 10 teams and all 20 drivers together for the first time ever in an incredible evening of epic entertainment, marking the start of the 75th F1 season. Watch all the action live from 8 p.m.